94.8 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In West Central Illinois, five people, including three children, are killed when a school bus crosses into oncoming traffic and slams into a semi-truck. More from CBS's Roxana Saberi.
Charred and twisted metal is all that remains of a school bus and semi-truck that collided in Rushville, Illinois.
Preliminary information indicates that the bus was traveling west on Route 24 and for an unknown reason crossed over into the eastbound lanes in front of the semi-truck. Both vehicles became engulfed in flames.
It happened in the rural community of Schuyler County, Illinois, about 200 miles southwest of Chicago.
At least 50 people on a Boeing flight from Australia to New Zealand are injured while the plane is in flight. CBS's Chris Van Cleve with details.
Terrifying moments on board LATAM Flight 800 flying from Sydney, Australia to Auckland, New Zealand, shown in video obtained by the New Zealand Herald. The airline says the plane experienced a technical issue, resulting in a strong movement of the Boeing 787 that launched passengers into the ceiling, leaving some bloodied.
The House this week is set to vote on legislation which could ban TikTok in the U.S. CBS's Nicole Killian explains.
This bipartisan piece of legislation does require the Chinese company that owns TikTok, ByteDance, divest itself from TikTok by September. Otherwise, the TikTok app could potentially be removed from app stores.
Ramadan begins with no ceasefire in Gaza, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to move ahead with a Rafah offensive, even after a warning from President Biden about protecting civilians. More from CBS's Chris Livesay in Tel Aviv.
Biden needs to be careful. He could push too hard, and it could backfire, because at the end of the day, Israeli society, by and large, supports this war effort and doesn't tend to like it if it seems like Washington is dictating policy here.
In Michigan, more witnesses have taken the stand in James Crumbly's involuntary manslaughter trial. One of them was the counselor who called James and his wife Jennifer on the day their son opened fire at Oxford High School, killing four students. CBS News Detroit's Andres Gutierrez has more.
He heard extensively from the school counselor who had several teachers reach out to him, raising concerns about the shooter's mental health. The questioning zeroed in on November 29, 2021, when Crumbly's son was looking up bullets in class.
James Crumbly is accused of not locking up a gun and ignoring his son's mental health. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers are asking a Manhattan judge to delay his March 25th hush money trial until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the presidential immunity claims he raised in his D.C. election interference case. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing its doors. The University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee said Monday it will close its branch campus in Waukesha after the spring semester next year. The Universities of Wisconsin blame falling enrollment, changing demographics, and budget constraints. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers release Aaron Jones. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL free agency, the Packers making several surprise moves. They will sign Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. The 26-year-old has been explosive at times and worked with Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia when the two were with the Raiders. They then informed 29-year-old running back Aaron Jones he's no longer with the team. Jones has been with the Packers the past 7 years. GM Brian Gutekunst calling him last month the heartbeat of our team.
I think, yeah, we're working through all those contacts. That's part of this. We just got the cap number. September. So now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things and how it fits and what's going to be best for our football team.
The Packers also releasing left tackle David Bakhtiari and inside linebacker Devondre Campbell, saving them $40 million off the salary cap. They then signed New York Giants safety Xavier McKinney, a four-year deal worth $68 million. McKinney played for Alabama and was a second-round pick for the Giants in 2020. Packers safety Darnell Savage Jr. is moving on, signing a three-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds and mild. Highs upper 60s and low 70s. On Wednesday, a little more cloud cover around and highs into the middle 60s. Rain ahead for Thursday. It's 42 right now.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, Tuesday noon to 2, Jay Rothman closes UW-Waukesha. We'll continue to follow it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The tree that never had to fight for sun and sky and air and light, but stood out in the open plain and always got its share of rain. Never became a forest king, but lived and died a scrubby thing. The owner never had to toil to gain and farm their patch of soil. Never had to win their share of sun and sky and light and air. Never became the stronger one, but lived and died as they begun. Good timber does not grow with ease. The stronger wind, the stronger trees. The further sky, the greater length. The more the storm, the more the strength. By sun and cold, by rain and snow, in trees and us, good timbers grow. Where thickest lies the forest growth, we find the hierarchs of both. And they hold counsel with the stars, whose broken branches show the scars of many winds and much of strife. This is the common law of life. I wish to preach not the doctrine of ignoble ease, but the doctrine of a strenuous life. The life of toil and effort and labor and strife, to preach the highest form of success, which comes not to the one who desires mere easy peace, but the one who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, who out of these wins the splendid ultimate triumph. It ain't going to be easy, what we're up to. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith, sitting in, your favorite substitute teacher, and honored to do so. The call-in line this morning is 202-808-9925, 202-808-9925. We welcome your phone calls. A couple things happened over the weekend. Well, I should say between Thursday and today that we'll have a chance to go over. Tomorrow will be Tuesday News Day. We'll have a chance for Watch Your Language Wednesday. Of course, we'll have Thank You Thursday. We'll have Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Show. With me sitting in, the caller number 202-808-9925. Honored to be here. You had a chance a little bit, and I think there's been some discussion, but I haven't had a chance to talk with you about it, with the President's State of the Union address and the favor that the Republicans and Donald Trump did for the President of the United States, Joe Biden. The reaction to that speech. This is also the first time sitting in this chair for this election year. It will indeed be once more into the breach. Dear friends, this is the year where MAGA Republicans need to be defeated. And I'll say something about that. I think it is, and I didn't know myself to be a partisan hack, but if I think of myself as a pro-democracy hack and identify the most important threats and opportunities facing democracy in the world, the biggest one right now is, in fact, defeating MAGA Republicans for the White House in 2024. but also beating that movement over the next decade. We'll have a chance to talk more about that. We'll do a strategy corner, also a tactics corner, get into the big picture and small bore strategy and tactics that you can utilize in your own neighborhoods, in your own precincts, in your own cities, in your own states, in your own legislatures, and how we think about the game of power that is about us. I'm not saying it is what we are about, but that is all about us. And we'll talk about that game of power. I had a chance to not only watch the State of the Union, but my dad, who's, I think, not missed the State of the Union for, I think it's 122 years, something like that. It's been a while. And I wanted to play the rebuttal, a clip of the rebuttal that was on Saturday Night Live. People heard the, just before we play it, the State of the Union got a 64% approval rating from CNN. And I want to explain how I think that Trump and the Republicans did a favor for Biden. I think they did it in two ways. One, as has been discussed a little bit, how much they lowered expectations. We're just saying so much that he was old and doddering, and how could he possibly? So you have people watching the speech just wondering if he's going to keel over. And then here he is, giving one of the better States of the Union in a long, long time. As we know with presidential debates, Dan Quayle goes in, nobody thinks, people just going to think he's trip over himself. People think George W. Bush is going to trip over himself. And by the way, I mean Dan Quayle the first time. And then George W. Bush, oh, this guy, all these tropes and memes saying he's just a dum-dum. And then he comes in and he sounds like a human being. And then he gets elected president. I think they did a favor to Joe Biden by going so overboard with this concern that he's a few years older than Donald Trump, and Joe Biden knocked out of the park. The other way, though, is that Joe Biden threw out the other favor that Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans have done for, and maybe just the conservative movement, did for Joe Biden, and particularly what Donald Trump did for him. Joe Biden has been subject to verbal slips, and I don't just mean his stutter, and gaffes and mistakes for his career. I'm no different. We're all different, but. And he would, in speeches, particularly he'd go off script, sometimes his best magical moments, because when he'd go off script, he was excellent at responding to Republicans. In fact, apparently, Speaker Mike Johnson had asked his colleagues not to heckle, because all that would do is allow him to hit back, and the hit back is always better if it's done well. And Mike Johnson asked people not to heckle, but of course they heckled, and Joe Biden was really good in those moments. But the challenge is if you're going off script a lot of the time, 10 times, you hit it 8 times, you miss it twice, the twice in a previous media era would be the primary discussion. And in a previous media era, that could be fatal. It didn't take much. Like Joe Biden's first presidential run, as I recall, was derailed by a charge of plagiarism. Or was it by amplifying what he says his grades were. These now seem quaint by comparison. In the era of Donald Trump, in the era of, I don't even think you can call what Donald Trump does gaffes. In the era of Donald Trump, Joe Biden saying, referring to undocumented immigrants as illegals is not fatal. It's almost silly to dwell on it too much. Joe Biden apologizes later, said, yeah, I should have said undocumented. And that's the other favor that was done for Joe Biden. See, the two weaknesses he has is, yeah, he's older, and two, yeah, he's been subject to gaffes from time to time. But they made the first thing into almost a shrank, and the second thing is washed away in comparison with Donald Trump. So anyway, those are a couple of the favors. When we come back, I'll play the rebuttal, the way that the send-up that Saturday Night Live did on the rebuttal. What were your thoughts? Did you know about Katie Britt before her rebuttal? I'm curious. I knew only a little bit. I'd seen her before. I'd heard her before. I was aware of her election. I knew that she was a Chi Omega at University of Alabama. Here's a fun one. If you're interested, investigate, look into the Machine at the University of Alabama. The Machine is a group, quasi-secret group, of fraternity and sorority members, part of the Panhellenic and Interfraternity Council at the University of Alabama, steeped in fraternity and sorority tradition, that tends to select the student body president, or at least their leading candidate. And because such a large percentage of the University of Alabama is not only a Roll Tide, Crimson Tide football fan, but also a member of the Greek system, that the Machine tends to wield significant power in picking the student body officers at the University of Alabama. And Katie Britt was a member of the Panhellenic Council, was president, I believe, of Chi Omega, and then was president of the Student Council, I'm pretty sure, at University of Alabama, and then rose up through that system to be the chief of staff for a former senator from Alabama. To me, the interesting thing about Katie Britt before her speech, and maybe still,
is the Tom Hartman
program. She's a machine politician. We'll be back in just a moment.
Locally grown, from Bessemer to Clover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 20 AM.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The morning show on WFHR, it's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That we got to walk away from the mic on that
one.
That's
a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades and simply just their well-being.
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.org.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
And we are back. This is the Tom Hartman Program. I am Jefferson Smith. We're talking State of the Union, and we're talking to the rebuttal and about Katie Britt and how she was a product of the current Republican and right-wing establishment. They got co-opted by the MAGA movement, which is just metastasized through the Republican power structure. And here's this sorority member, sorority president, student body president at University of Alabama, steeped in that tradition, then works for Senator Shelby, and then participates in the negotiations around the immigration bill. That bill is killed by Trump and Trump allies, and then she is given this Tony spot, this sort of high-profile opportunity. And then, and I think Tom said it best in his own description, but let's give you, and why don't we cue it up, Nate, if we could, why don't we give you the Scarlett Johansson rendition of her rebuttal talk? This is from Saturday Night Live just this last Saturday. Why don't we go ahead and play the Scarlett Johansson clip?
Everyone, I was just, this doing this show is not about me, and I appreciate you having me. It's really about you and Emma and all these great actors and actresses and filmmakers. But I was told we have like an extra minute, and I'm really proud of something. I was wondering if I could share it with you. I just got a review, and has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopinopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
So that, of course, was Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars that just happened. Donald Trump, of course, having to interject himself. But if we could load the SNL clip, and I'll give a minute for that to get loaded, the Scarlett Johansson clip that we shared. I watched the Oscars. I don't know if you watched the Oscars. Jon Favreau had a response to that the dictator needs to be feared. That encouraged the heckling of Donald Trump because the dictator, the would-be dictator, doesn't want to be laughed at. Donald Trump hates being laughed at. In fact, it's one of the ways he criticizes others. Oh, people are laughing at that person. Have you watched Dune, by the way? If you watch Dune, now Dune, the second Dune, it's too early in this Oscar cycle, right? It came out after, so Dune 2, if it gets any Oscars, will be for next year. But I just watched it, so it came out just before the Oscars, but after the Oscar voting period. I just watched it, and I won't spoil anything, but I will spoil one line, but it's not a plot point. So cover your ears, you don't want a line spoiled. And the one of the primary villains in the movie, played by Austin Butler, does a phenomenal job, and he is described as a sociopath, and he is the two levers of control for him are desire and humiliation. Now, of course, this script treatment was written in the era of Donald Trump. The book was earlier. But that insight that Donald Trump has desire and fears humiliation, that's also Jon Favreau's take. He wasn't talking about Dune, he was talking about the president. But of course, the president had to interject himself. Let me just ask, do we have that clip loaded? We'll play it after the break. Curious about your take on the State of the Union, and I also want to get in a little bit of the substance. Before we go to break, I'll say some of that, because it's not only theater. I'm interested in your thoughts about the theater. I'm interested in your thoughts about, I'm interested in thoughts about the Oscars as well. Interested in your thoughts about the State of the Union and the interplay and the back and forth, and if anything struck you, about the reaction. But we should be paying attention to democracy and politics, not only as entertainment viewers. We should be talking and paying attention to politics as participants. It's not a spectator sport after all. Here are some takeaways that I got on the substance. First, one that resonates with me deeply, and I don't think it's only a political line, and I do believe it's what motivated Joe Biden to run at a late age and to run again at a later age. And that is to frame the United States, to recommit the United States as a pro-democracy power, and to recognize that in this era, in an era when the Republicans are celebrating and lionizing Viktor Orban, not to mention Vladimir Putin, that the United States has to stand up and not merely take democracy for granted. That theme rang loudly, and I appreciate it. Second, obviously a big deal for Joe Biden to start speaking up about the sticky wicket that undermines and understates the moral challenge within Gaza, but advocating directly for a two-state solution and criticizing Netanyahu for civilian casualties in the effort to rid the area of Hamas. Third, I like the line about the economy, the greatest comeback story never told. Today, I did a little bit of research on Biden's numbers from factcheck.org, and I'll share those. Being clear of the millions of jobs that have been created. We'll come back in just a little bit. This is The Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith.
Your hometown from Wisconsin sports station is locally grown news talk and sports. 97.5 WFHR Radio.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Five people, including three children, have died in the head-on collision of a school bus and a semi in Rushville, Illinois. Schuyler County Sheriff Bill Redshaw.
It's a close-knit family, and when you have lost a life like this, it's devastating. It's quite a tragedy. And our prayers go out to the families.
Dozens of people have been injured in what's being called a strong movement on a Chilean LATAM Airlines flight from Australia to New Zealand. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Early reports indicate the plane's flight control system may have temporarily malfunctioned, resulting in up to 50 injuries on board, 13 taken to hospitals.
Testimony continued in the trial of James Crumley, father of the boy who shot and killed four students at Oxford High School in Michigan. CBS News Detroit's Andres Gutierrez.
He heard extensively from the school counselor who had several teachers reach out to him, raising concerns about the shooter's mental health. The questioning zeroed in on November 29, 2021, when Crumbly's son was looking at bullets in class.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The people trying to recall Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss say they have more than enough signatures to force a vote. Donald Trump's supporters in Voss's district wanted him to do more to back Trump's unproven claims about election fraud. They also wanted Voss to remove Megan Wolf from her job as Wisconsin's top election official. The recall signatures were due Monday. The city of Milwaukee is set to receive another $25 million from the federal government to make sure the Republican National Convention goes smoothly this summer. That brings the total amount of security funding for the event up to $75 million. Lawmakers in Washington signed off on the additional funding Friday. The RNC is expected to draw thousands of political junkies to Milwaukee this July and could need as many as 4,500 cops to make sure everyone is safe. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky. Lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, more sunshine than clouds and mild. Highs upper 60s and low 70s. On Wednesday, a little more cloud cover around and highs into the middle 60s. Rain ahead for Thursday. Currently 40 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. And we are back. Do we have that clip loaded now?
Yeah.
Why don't we play now, in fact, the clip from Saturday Night Live. This is just for fun. It's Monday. It's Fresh Start Monday. Just give you a joy, a little bit of laughter today. Maybe see what you think. Let's play it.
Boy. All in all, a strong speech from President Biden. But let's follow his advice and take a look at the Republican response from Alabama Junior Senator Katie Britt.
Good evening, America. My name is Katie Britt, and I have the honor of serving the great people of Alabama. But tonight, I'll be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom. And I'll be performing an original monologue in the Target parking lot. Worried about the future of our children, and this is why I've invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. Because Republicans wanted me to appeal to woman voters, and women love kitchen. But seriously, my husband Wesley and I just watched President Biden's speech, and what I saw was the performance of a permanent politician. But me, I'm not performing. I'm not. But first and foremost, I'm a mom. And like any mom, I'm going to do a pivot out of nowhere into a shockingly violent story about sex trafficking. And rest assured, every detail about it is real, except the year, where it took place, and who was president when it happened.
And did you catch that, by the way? The story that she told about going down to the border three times, Katie Britt told about going to the border three times, and then learning this story, as if she'd kind of gotten it out of this aggrieved mother. Who was trafficked as a 12-year-old. Sounded like it had happened almost contemporaneously. It turned out was a story that had been told in 2015 about something that happened previous to that. In public testimony by an activist to work on border issues. And that this was caught by an influencer, by an independent journalist, right? Wasn't initially caught by the New York Times, but appreciated the Scarlett Johansson take. I want to go to your calls on the replies. Let's go straight to Jane from Costa Mesa. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Tom. Just a couple quick things. Of course, the State of the Union, I was proud of our president, happy for him that everything came off really well. I was so happy. And then after his State of the Union, I thought my TV had switched itself to the Twilight Zone or to the Stepford Wives movie. I was like, who is this? It was unbelievable. It just and SNL, I'm glad you played that. SNL did a great take on that on her.
No, it was that was my wife's take. It was as if a Stepford Wife had become a Southern University of Alabama U.S. senator and representing the right wing. I didn't find the immediate words for it because I appreciate other people's words.
Right, I couldn't either, but I could compare it to something that's so out there, so goofy, so, you know, Twilight Zone. Okay, well, Tom, have a good rest of the day, and thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Jane, be well. David, you're on the air from Sarasota.
Hi, Tom. Good day. What I was going to say, I thought it was a Stepford Wife also, but then it made me think of the Austin Powers movies where they had the robotic girl snapped and started shooting everything up.
Yeah, it was a little Westworldy. No, and David, yeah. And how's the weather in Sarasota? Dumb question. It's warm, I'll bet.
Yeah, it was kind of cool today, but it's nice and warm. Nice spring day.
All right. Enjoy yourself in Sarasota. I won't be jealous.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Let's go to Diane from Ann Arbor. Go ahead, Diane.
Yes. Hi. I just saw Dune 2 recently, and it's great. And about Trump and Hillary were running. President Biden, I think, was hoping to run for that term. And that's when his son, Beau, had passed away. Mm-hmm. And I had read, and this is anecdotally, I don't have the site, that his son asked him to promise him that he would run. Mm-hmm. President Biden just couldn't do it the next term after Beau's death. He was just grieving mm-hmm. too much. But he did fulfill his promise to Beau, and he ran and won. So that was what I heard about that story. But I am deeply, deeply concerned about the intelligence briefings that may be given out to Trump.
Yeah.
This is kind of a standard. This isn't in stone or anything, any legislation. This is something just as a courtesy. They give the intelligence briefings to the candidate that is running, either side, Democrat and Republican,
yep.
Whoever it is that isn't, yeah. And so that when, if and when they're elected, they'll be up to speed on intelligence.
Yep.
Now, can you tell me the stupidity of giving Trump, who is involved in an intelligence case against him,
yep.
The most current classified information, and you know who he's good buddies with, our enemy,
yep.
Putin. If they do that, that is going to be the most stupid thing, both in reality and in the way it makes us look. I mean, Trump didn't earn that privilege.
No, Donald Trump wouldn't vet. Donald Trump, if he were getting checked out to receive even a low security clearance, he wouldn't be able to get that security clearance. And
no, staffer wouldn't.
Yeah, for a cascading number of reasons.
Sure.
And the fact that, and of course, it is good. I like that we are a civilian democracy. The civilian power is lowercase Trump's military power in our country. That's important. One byproduct of that is that they give intelligence briefings to the likely Republican nominee. To me, this is a Republican Party issue. This is why a Republican Party needs to police itself, and it's why if they are unable to do
it,
if they're unable to do that, then members of the Republican Party need to revolt. They need to exit the party and or change leadership within that party. And to me, the Republican Party has disqualified themselves from leadership with their handling of Donald Trump over the last, really, it's going to be almost a decade. The accountability has to happen within the party.
Yes.
If it doesn't, there has to be accountability for that party. Go ahead, last word for you.
Consequences,
I think is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I hope there is some, and they say, sorry, we just can't, because like you said, a staffer, he couldn't clear a staffer's security clearance. Trump couldn't, because
yeah.
He's so in debt, he's so everything, he's showed himself in so many ways. I mean, he's going to court and
yep.
maybe in jail.
Yep.
Why are we being so stupid? We are actually, we're walking ourselves into this mess. And Trump is dancing in the street over it.
Well, yeah, but just be careful. On the we, it's who's to say we. Yeah, the traditions of this country can be exploited if you get a high level of intelligence asset. That can be exploited because we're supposed to have an open system. Our hope is to have an open system. Our hope is to have a democracy and not a fascist structure. But Diane, I hear you and I appreciate it.
Let's hope they show some intelligence and of the other sort over this,
yeah.
Because this makes us look like saps.
Thanks, Diane. Marty from Illinois, go ahead.
Hey, there. Sure, Jefferson. How are you doing today?
Doing good. We got a minute before the break, and you're up.
Okay, cool. Hey, there you have it. All right, yeah, I saw the Republican response before I watched because I had to work. So when I watched that, I was so thoroughly confused. But what really struck me is that they never mentioned Trump at all in the Republican response. They never actually gave any policy at all. She basically reiterated a lot of the same points that Joe Biden had brought up in his speech. Like, you know, we need to fix the border, we need to extend the child tax credits, and all that other stuff. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like she never gave any kind of rebuttal or any
point.
like
it's a good point.
Like she never mentioned Trump. She never mentioned anything. There was no.
Well, I think not mentioning Trump. I think not mentioning Trump was very much intentional. I'll give my quick reply since we're going to break. Is I'm guessing it was because the speech was already written, and she wasn't in a position to sort of make some edits, get those edits on the teleprompter, practice those changes, and then able to actually rebut. It was just a prep speech that happened after the State of the Union. Barely qualified to be described as a rebuttal. But Marty, thanks for the call. We'll be right back. This is Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith, apparently offering a somewhat seamless transition. 202-808-9925.
Your hometown from News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio. News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR Radio. AM.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do you do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes, and Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families, and it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed, and we feel it, and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Now.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
All right, we're back. And as promised, you are on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, listening. I can hear you. As long as you can hear us, go ahead.
Listen, yeah, I am a lifelong progressive, let me tell you, man. And I'm a veteran, and I live here in Oak Park. Oak Park is the most progressive. Oak Park, Illinois is, like, the most progressive, like, place you can be, like, in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I'm here right now in my apartment. I have bad news to report. The executive branch we will lose. We're going to lose the executive branch. We're going to lose it based on one issue, immigration. I'm so sorry to report that. And Joe Biden legislatively is a masterclass. You know, legislation is key. This is, you know, why we have government. Oh, boy. We're going to lose.
And what
we're
going
to lose to Trump.
And what's the data you're using? What gives you, I hear the conclusion. What data are you drawing the conclusion from? Say more.
So I would say just everywhere there's a lot of illegal immigrants or asylum seekers. You know, I get it. They're just everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's an overwhelming factor. Yeah, I would never draw conclusions without, you know, proper data or whatnot. I don't know how many, what's the numbers. I can refer to 60 Minutes. You know, the 60 Minutes episode was great. That's my favorite show, and they're, you know, that's 60 Minutes. They're good. I mean, you want to talk about the Supreme Court, 60 Minutes, they have a lifelong, you know, tenure over there. They're the best, and they even reported on this. It's overwhelming. I see it all over the place. Everyone sees it all over the place. Everyone is frustrated by it, and everyone gets caught up in gossip, and it's moving that way to Trump. I hate to report this.
Yeah. Well, Mario, I appreciate your call. Happy to offer thoughts and appreciate yours. There's no question that I track like what the Russian bots do, right? Once it becomes clear that they're towing, I have a little mechanism that I use. It's not scientific, but it's pretty accurate. When I find an account on social media that tracks really closely what are obviously kind of Russian talking points, right around Ukraine, et cetera, I sort of flag them. And then I look to see what they promote on other topics, just because then I sort of understand what the kind of Russian propaganda drumbeat is, or drumbeats are. And it's an interesting window, and not always predictable. I'm now a lot, now it's kind of trained me a little bit, like I now, it's more noticeable. I'm now a better guesser than I was before I started doing this a few years ago. And there's no question that the bot traffic really wants the left talking about Gaza. They don't want them talking about Ukraine. They want things that humanitarian problem in the Middle East is not, and try to forget about the humanitarian problem that's in Eastern Europe. So that's one. That's one big one, and that's and it's to get Democrats into caught in a pincer move, right? Caught from the left, trying to get as many third party leftward candidates as possible, try to shave a few votes here and there in swing states, and now they've got as many as three left leaning third, fourth, fifth party candidates on that side of the pincer move. And then the other side of the pincer move is, you guessed it, no question, that the bot traffic is really trying to get up and boost the issue of the border and get people riled up about immigration. By the way, immigration has always been an issue in the United States. And by issue, I don't mean it's always been a problem. I mean, it's always helped drive our economy, drive the, like, imagine yourself as a company that needs to recruit. We want to recruit. Now, there's a real conversation about how we should be recruiting, what should be the filters, what is the proper level of immigration into the country, how should it happen from south to north compared to north to south compared to coming in by boat or coming in by airplane. So real immigration reform has been important since Republicans and Democrats agreed on that back in the Bush administration and helped birth, really, some of what has become the MAGA movement. There's no question it's a big issue, and I see it getting trumpeted, pun intended, on social media and amplified, including amplified by folks who are border states and in states that don't see a whole lot of immigration, interestingly enough. Like, not everybody's trying to matriculate into the deep south, to be clear. And I do think it's important. I do think it's a critical issue for a political and policy issue for the country to deal with, including Democrats, including the current president. I'm not as convinced as you that it is decisive, and I'll say why. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm not as convinced that it's decisive, and I'll say why. I remember Pete Wilson in California. Pete Wilson tapped into concern of a lot of Californians that particular immigrants, particularly from Mexico, were coming into California and in large numbers and impacting the culture of the state. And Pete Wilson tapped into that, started becoming, he was not, nobody would have viewed Pete Wilson as a populist in any regard, his method of governance, but he ended up really aggressively supporting Proposition 187, which is essentially the anti-immigration measure in California. And again, he was the Republican governor of California. Think about that. When was the last time we had a Republican governor of California? Well, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger, and before Arnold Schwarzenegger, it was Pete Wilson. And Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected in a special election, in a weird and unusual circumstance. Pete Wilson was the last sort of mainstream, mainline Republican elected in California, and it was in part because of, I believe, his support of 187. Because at the end of the day, I think Americans understand two things. One, we are just barely, on average, compassionate. Given our sober second sense, we love more than we hate. We hope more than we're angry. We cooperate more than we destroy. And being the candidate that is primarily motivated to limit, to categorize, to mischaracterize, to cabin, that person maybe doesn't win over time. And second, if you love America, you can't just love white Christian conservative males. The story of America is about much more than that. And I believe the pro-American candidate ultimately wins, not just the one who wears red, white, and blue, but the one who advocates for the values of the country. So I don't think it's as decisive, although I do think it's important. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup, like low energy, skin issues, and digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When we feed Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend, they just love it. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.